Tenali Bali.
It's time for a story. A time where we can journey to many places and meet different faces.
What's in the Box? By Anne Walton. One Saturday morning, Hope's mother was sitting on her bed folding the laundry. Hope was helping by putting all her school socks in pairs.
What's in that box on top of your cupboard, Mom?
Asked Hope.
It's a present for someone who has a birthday very, very soon,
said Hope's mother.
Who?
It's a present for you.
What is it, Mom?
You'll have to wait and see. There are only 3 more sleeps to go before your birthday.
Later that day, when Hope and her mother were eating lunch, Hope asked if she could have a birthday party.
Oh, yes, you can invite your friends, and I will make a big chocolate cake. We'll get chips and cupcakes and cool drink, too.
Thank you, Mummy.
Hope ran off to Neo's house. He was in the back garden playing with Mbali.
It's my birthday in 3 sleeps, and I'm having a party. You and Mbali are invited.
Mbali clapped her hands.
Thank you,
said Neo.
Can I bring Africa? He's coming to stay with us next week for the school holidays.
Of course. We're having chocolate cake and chips and cupcakes and cool drinks. Mum has a present for me in a big box on top of her cupboard.
What is it?
I don't know. I think that maybe it could be a pair of purple tackies or maybe a new karate suit.
Yo!
Said Nell.
I have to go now. Bye!
When Hope woke up the next morning, the first thing she thought about was that there were only 2 more sleeps until her birthday, tonight and tomorrow night. Then she thought that she would also like Josh to come to her party. Just before lunchtime, Hope rushed over to Josh's house. He was in the lounge reading a book about aeroplanes.
It's my birthday in 2 sleeps' time, and you invited to my party. We're having chocolate cake and chips and cupcakes and cool drink, and my mom has a present for me in a big box on top of her cupboard.
Hope had spoken so fast that she was out of breath.
Thank you.
Josh laughed.
You sound really excited. Do you know what the present is?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think it could be a pair of purple tackies or maybe a skateboard.
Wow, but both of those are so cool.
I have to go now. I'll see you at my party.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
When Hope woke up the next morning, the first thing she thought about was that there was only 1 more sleep until her birthday. Tomorrow was the big day. Then she thought that she would also like Bella and Priya to come to her party. Hope rushed round to Bella's house. It was the first day of the school holidays, and Priya and Bella were in the garden playing with Noodle.
I'm glad you're both here. It's my birthday tomorrow, and I'm having a party. You are both invited. You can even bring Noodle if you want to.
Thank you,
said Bella. Noodle wagged his tail.
We're having a chocolate cake and chips and cupcakes and cool drink. Plus, Mum has a present for me. It's in a big box on top of her cupboard.
What is it?
Asked Bella.
I don't know. I think that maybe it could be a pair of purple tackies or a new jersey.
Sure, those are both very nice,
said Priya.
I have to go now. See you at my party tomorrow.
Bye, bye.
It's my birthday, Mom,
said Hope when she went into the kitchen the next morning.
Yes, it is. Happy birthday to my favorite daughter.
Mom gave Hope a big kiss.
Mom, I'm your only daughter.
On the kitchen table was the big box that had been on top of the cupboard in Hope's mother's room. It was wrapped in purple and blue striped paper.
You can open your present now.
Hope tore off the wrapping paper and took the lid off the big box. Inside were two books. A storybook called The Karate Kid. And a book about different kinds of tricks to do on a skateboard called Skateboarding for Fun. There was also a lovely warm purple jersey with a smiling hippo's face on the front.
Thank you, Mum. These are the best presents ever.
That afternoon, Mum and Hope took a table outside into the garden of their block of flats. They put all the party food on it.
Happy birthday to you.
Neo, Mbali, Africa, Josh, Priya, Bella, and Noodle all came to Hope's birthday party. Everyone sang happy birthday while she blew out the candles on the cake. Then they ate cake and chips and cupcakes and drank cool drinks.
Delicious.
Noodle even had a chip too. They played hide and seek and other games in the back garden until it was almost dark. Then it was time for the children's parents to fetch them.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Hope had had such a wonderful birthday. And she felt quite sad that it was almost over. She had spent so long looking forward to her birthday, and it had gone by so quickly. Hope helped her mother clean up and take the table back to their flat. Then Hope's mother said,
"It's getting late. You should probably go and get ready for bed while I make you something for supper. I think we both need an early night tonight."
But then...
Oh, I almost forgot about this.
She handed Hope another present. Hope took the wrapping paper off very carefully and opened the box that was inside. Right there were the most beautiful new purple turkeys that Hope had ever seen.
Thank you, Mummy. This really has been the best birthday ever.
Oh, come here. Let me give you a hug.
And so we come to the end of Nali Bali, told by Sindiwe Magona with Diane Simpson and Leon Fisser, produced by Vian Fenter. Did you know... reading and telling stories to children at home can help them become better learners at school. Stories also show children how different characters deal with challenges in everyday life. If you would like more stories to read to children, or for your children to enjoy on their own, visit www.nalibali.mobi on your cell phone, where you will find stories in various languages for free. You'll also find tips for reading and sharing stories with children to grow their potential. Look out for the Nali Bali newspaper supplement with great stories and activities available in major newspapers. You can also find Nali Bali on Facebook. Story Power. Bring it home.